That was I See a Spark from Beams, The Spark in Your Eye. The fourth band is Bambi's Infinity Club with Wicked Giel featuring Lady Lakez. Lady Lakez.
Let me tell you one thing I know. Like, said I want to take no info. Little bit of liquor and it ain't my fault. I'll be like, no, no, no. When I get twisted, anything goes. Drunk and belligerent, it's in tow. Next minute, my hands around your throat. Now you're getting choked. I saw wicked, y'all.
No, me no take chat. Y'all go on, but me a running off that. Drag her by her hair, put her in a headlock. Now she bald headed, crying in a wig cap.
I saw wicked, y'all.
Me no lose my cool. If a boy want take y'all for a fool, me will link up with him best friend too. Wine pony boy, make him get a good view.
I saw wicked, y'all.
See me pretty panty. My body thick, no me never lanky. Him say what a bam bam, like my sister Nancy. Them man a foolish like a shanty. Spin a boy head like a sip of brandy. Come me two dresses like a lanji. Send shot for your dear mother like Bambi. Bambi.
Let me tell you one thing I know. Like said I want to take no info. Little bit of liquor and it ain't my foe. I'll be like no, no, no. When I get twisted and anything goes. Strong from belligerence is in tow. Next minute my hands around your throat. Now you're getting choked.
Me hardcore, it's my ship, them a jump on board. I'm 2-6 on a that can't cure. Her tune, they fling it in a one morgue. Like Sago Shell, so me never unsure. Jump on stage and get an encore. Me a boss it up like me the contour. So she a the best for no foundation. Me a the highlight, and me never contour. She a make up her face. Lick a dung, put a neck in her brace. Nothing girl best get in her place. Me run a dung like a Shelly and Race.
So pretty girl, how link a man band it.
Send him home broke when me spend up him weight. Thank me fool for the wine and steak. Then milk to his fierce.
Let me tell you one thing I know. Like, said I want to take no info. Little bit of liquor and it ain't my foe. I'll be like, no, no, no. When I get twisted, anything goes. Strong from belligerence is in tow. Next minute, my hands around your throat. Now you're getting choked.
I'm on a wicked yalty. 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 I'm on a wicked yalty.
The fifth band is Buildings and Foods Infinity Plus One. Here is Light Machine. The sixth act is Karina's After the Stars. The tune is Stuck in My Head. I'd like to talk about the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On September 23rd, the Red Leafs completed its weekend set against the Brier Crest College Clippers based in Carrimport, Saskatchewan, at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, where the puck drop was just after 1 p.m. The Red Leafs started the game on fire as they pelted the Clippers goal, where the hosts led 12-1 in shots at one point and were awarded when Nick Weeks scored. However, the Clippers tied the game at 1 shortly after on a power play and went ahead 2-1, which they took into the first intermission. Briercrest doubled their lead in the middle frame, despite SFU having a wide edge in shots. SFU got back within one just after the midway point in the third period on a Caleb Parkhouse tally with 8:36 left, continued its pressure on the Clippers' goal, and tied the game with 1:54 left in regulation as Jersey Orchard lifted the Bill Copeland crowd. Briarcrest or Briarcrest and SFU went on to 3-on-3 overtime, which solved nothing and led to a shootout. On SFU's second attempt, Walker Erickson deked the Clippers goalie, and the Red Leafs backstop, Cale Dolan, stopped all three attempts as SFU edged Briarcrest 4-3. Hello, today is September 24th, 2023. On the line, I have
Mark Coletta,
the head coach for the SFU Red Leafs hockey non-BCIHL team, which swept the Briarcrest College Clippers based in Karemport, Saskatchewan, which play in the Alberta College Athletic Conference. Mark, thanks for the interview this afternoon.
Thanks.
First of all, what was said in the SFU locker room before yesterday afternoon's game?
Well, we just had to make sure we played the same way we did Friday night, and move our feet and come out with a little bit more aggression, and I think we did that the Friday night, but obviously Saturday was a slower start, and we found our legs in the third period.
Well, the Red Leafs dominated the first 10 minutes of the game, where the shot clock was 12-1 at one point. Explain Nick Weeks' game opener.
We had a good pitch shot to the net. He presented himself to get to that tough area there where pucks are going to come, and deflected in off his stick, and took the lead. So that's always good.
What was going through your mind when the Clippers tied a game on a man advantage, likely against the flow of play, followed by its second goal about 5 minutes later?
Well, you know, sometimes those breaks are going to happen, but you know, you shouldn't be in those situations because of lack of effort. And I think we fell asleep there for a bit in that period, and obviously we got to do a better job of staying in the moment and being ready to play every time. Can't take any shifts off.
Shortly after killing the Jersey Orchards double minor, the Clippers scored their third goal on an odd man rush and took the 3-1 lead into the second intermission. Tell me about the discussions in the SFU locker room.
Well, we just had a better support down low. Our centermen were trying to get up the play too quick. The wingers are those guys who have to fly the zone and get out of the zone. Our centermen's got to be there for support, and they weren't doing that, so we weren't getting out of our zone quickly. I think that was part of the problem. I think just making sure our guys stayed the focus and made sure they were in the moment. Again, not getting too high, not getting too low. Two goal lead is definitely something you can come back from, and obviously we played a good third period.
I'd like to get into that at this point. How big was Caleb Parkhouse's goal with 8:36 remaining in the third?
Well, it just gives you a chance. You know, you have 8 minutes left now. It's a one-goal game, and, you know, we definitely carried the play, I thought, in the third. And, you know, I think the energy level raised on the bench, and we found that tying goal too late in the third.
Tell me about the SFU bench's reaction after Jersey Orchard tied a game with just 1:54 left in regulation.
That's just a good feeling, right? You know, you battle hard to make sure you're staying close, and you didn't want to let the game slip away. And now you got a chance to win it after that goal. So, credit to everybody on the bench to stay positive, and our guys just, you know, showed some leadership and some character.
After an exciting 3-on-3 overtime, the Clippers and Red Leafs went into a shootout. Tell me about Walker Erickson's goal and Cam Dolan's performance.
Well, very good. You know, Dolan played well all game. You know, hasn't got any action yet this year. We chucked him in there and did a good job. All three of our goaltenders are definitely high quality, so we're going to have tough decisions to make. Walker Erickson's a skilled guy. We brought him in for that very reason, to put pucks in the net. And obviously, he did that in the shootout.
Finally, how big is SFU's two wins against Briarcrest this weekend, as the Red Leafs will confront the University of Michigan Wolverines on September 30th?
Well, it's definitely good to get on the winning note. You know, we had two really good games early against UBC and Trinity, and I thought, you know, we should have got a split out of those two, but, you know, 0-2, and then playing Briarcrest for two to get us back to 500 is definitely positive going into the Michigan trip. And you know, we've said all year this is going to be a big year for SFV hockey. We're punching above our weight class. We know that. I think everybody knows that. I'm not sure if anybody is going to give us a chance. But we know what we got in that room. And, you know, it's going to be fun going into Michigan and then Colorado College. But, you know, our guys just got to work hard, stay disciplined, and stay structured.
Thank you for the interview this afternoon. Congratulations on SFU's two wins against Briarcrest, and good luck against University of Michigan in Michigan next weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That was my interview with Mark Coletta, the head coach for the SFU Red Leaves hockey non-conference team on September 24th. One correction I'd like to make is I think Mark was referring to UBC hockey, not CBC, which is Canada's national broadcaster. Back to yesterday. The team named Nick Weeks as its captain, 13th in history, while defenseman Jared Karamichev and Tristan Cross were named two alternate captains. Weeks joined the SFU Red Leaves hockey in 2021. After 2 years with the University of Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, Clarkson University Knights, where he scored 19 points in 47 games. In the last season with the Red Leaves, during the 2022-23 season, Wicks scored 46 points in 20 games, just 1 point shy of Jono Cece's 47 points in 24 games during the 2013-14 season. For the third most points scored in a single season. Back in 2022-23, the second end of SFU's two-peat, Weeks scored 46 points in 20 games, second in BCHL scoring in that season. As said in the interview, SFU will confront one of the top American-ranked colleges, University of Michigan, in Ann Arbor tomorrow. I believe the puck drop. Let me look at the puck drop for tomorrow. The puck drop for the non-conference, University of Michigan. Tomorrow, puck drop at Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan is 4 p.m. Pacific. I'll be back with a PSA.
The Still Moon Arts Society presents the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. With water's wisdom as this year's theme, the festival enlivens the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood by inviting local residents to engage with, learn about, and value local nature with events and workshops. From September 9th to 29th, come together as a community, build social connections and a sense of belonging while sharing skills and cultural traditions. For more information on the festival and to register for events, go to stillmoonarts.ca. Contribute to creating a stronger, healthier community at the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, September 9th to 29th.
Welcome back. The seventh band is Cindy Wilson's Realms with Hold On. Thank you for listening to episode 38 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Doug Richardson's orchestra, Samba de Abiao.
Foi feito pra mim, Cristo Redentor. Braços abertos sobre a Guanabara. Este samba é só porque que eu gosto de você. A morena vai sambar. De você, a morena vai sambar, seu corpo todo vai balançar, viu? Água brilhando, olha a pista chegando e